Hello, can I speak with Chris?
Yeah, speaking.
Chris, my name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. How are you doing today?
From where?
Milestone, sir. We provide businesses with finance so that they can, have the most profitable option to grow and expand their business.
Okay. I'm doing okay right now.
You are right now.
Right now.
I don't mean to use scare taxes or anything like that because I don't. That's not my aim. My aim is basically to get you the best finance possible. Right now we have the most outstanding rates. We beat in the banks by 1 or 2 points. If they offer you 3 or 4, we can do about 2%. Last one I saw was like 1.3, 1.7. So we're very low. And I just wanted to take a moment to bring out those good, beautiful news and see if we can actually do something for you. Do you have any cash advances or loans right now?
No, I don't. Nothing like that.
Nothing like that. Great. And how long have you been in business?
Oh, geez, 12 years, 14 years, something like that. Oh. I think it's like 14.
Okay, but that's awesome. And what do you guys do over there?
We're in construction.
Oh,
I see. Commercial construction.
Yeah, okay, construction. Do you do commercial and residential as well?
Commercial mainly. All your supermarkets and stuff.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that you do commercial. And your revenue a month, what do you guys do over there?
About 70 grand or so a month. But that's the thing. I got 75 grand in and I got 70 grand out.
Well, see, that's funny that you mention it, but this is what I always advise my future customers. I said, look, you never know the fluctuations up and down. You get some working capital. I know that you're a smart guy and you'll be able to invest it in double whatever money I give you. You can double it. I mean, and pay off and then make some money out. I mean, that's the point. To get you through that working capital and double that money and then pay it off as quick as you can or however you want. Terms and conditions are basically, our underwriters are so nice that what they do is they basically listen to you. Most underwriters don't do that. They tell, this is it, take it or leave it. The way that we work is like, listen, tell me what you're looking for. And if you tell them, look, I want a monthly payment. I don't want a biweekly payment. I don't want a monthly payment. I want a monthly payment. They work with you. They're very fair and nice. And that's what we want because we are aiming to get you to give us a referral. That's what we want. We want to build a family. You can check us out. We have the best reviews. We are a really reputable company, and we're proud of that, you know. You told me that you have no advances at all, right?
No.
And the best number to contact you at will be the one I just called, the one ending with 1759.
Yeah, that's my direct personal cell, and I'm the owner of the company, so yeah.
Beautiful. You're a sole proprietor, I suppose, right?
S Corporation.
Okay, S Corporation. Got it. Okay. But you have no partners into that, so that's beautiful.
I did, but I lost him last year. He passed away last year.
Okay, so like I said, technically for income tax purposes, you are a sole entity, so that's great. I have an email here at pride3inc@gmail.com. Is that still current?
Yes, sir.
Okay, copy that. And I have that. And the name of your business that I have here for you is let's see what I have here for you. I have it as Pride LII Construction.
No, it's Pride with three numeral one for III, like three, Roman numeral three.
Oh, okay. I can easily correct that. Give me 1 second. Okay, business name right here. Okay, is, so instead of being LII is three I's as numeral one.
Yeah, three capital I's, which is like numeral. Three.
Like Roman numerals. Got it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay, got it. So it's Pride, three.
Technically three because there's three of us that started, so yeah.
Got it. Construction, right?
Yes,
but I do have the email correct, which is Pride with the number three, inc@gmail.com, yep. Right?
Yes, sir. Oh,
I copy that. I wanted to make sure that I got that. I have here your name as Chris and help me, Waleski?
Yep, you said it perfect.
All right, beautiful.
You're probably beautiful. second one in 47 years.
<That's pretty good. laughs> Well, I take pride on that, Chris. I really do.
yeah,
oh, man. I mean, you
that's
know,
a
my
good
last...
guess. Are you the good guesser or are you good at...
No, I mean, I do good pronunciation. Look, my name, nobody can
good.
Say my last... My last name is Bianco, like Italian for white, but nobody
uh-huh,
can ever
yeah.
say Bianco. They always say something else, Fiasco or Franco, whatever, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
I mean, I learned to roll with it. I don't discuss it anymore. I'm like, okay, you can call me
yeah.
whatever you like, man. But,
sounds
you know,
good to me.
yeah, whatever. As long as you say Co at the end, we're good.
Yeah.
What are you looking to get? I mean, if I can get you the best rate possible and unheard of, how much are you look? How much capital are you looking to get?
Honestly, maybe 30-40K.
If I can get you 50, would you be happy with that?
50, yeah, depending on the terms, monthly terms.
Like I
know,
said,
how
like
fast
I said,
you
my,
want to get the money back.
No, my underwriters, like I said, they will work with you, and they will basically, they're not the type of underwriters that will tell you, look, this is right here, take it or leave it. They will tell you, okay, what are you looking for? What are you accustomed to? And they will say, you will say, look, I didn't like the weekly thing. I didn't like the monthly thing. I mean, the biweekly thing. I like to do it on a monthly basis. Can you give me something like that? And they will work with you. I mean, they're very friendly, especially if you get this guy, Chris or Matt. They're awesome, man. I mean, realistically speaking, I mean, they're awesome. And are you going to use this to, like, inventory, working capital, expansion? What would you use it for?
I purchased a vehicle with it.
Oh, okay. So buying...
Depending on the rate. I've been down to looking at some cards. It's depending on the rates, what they come back at, the terms, you know.
All right. So buying a company vehicle.
Yes, sir.
All right.
There's a few things I need. A company vehicle. I need a scissor lift, you know, piece of equipment.
Yeah, I got it. Company vehicle. Got it. And provided that I can get you everything at the best rate that you can afford and something that is acceptable, you will take this ASAP, I suppose, right?
Well, think about it. I'm not hurting that bad, but I just thought maybe, you know, I could take advantage of something.
I'm saying if it makes sense,
yeah.
you will accept, and that's my point.
If it makes sense, I'm all game. I'm all ears.
Got it. Let me ask you something else. Are you in front of a computer? Because I would like to send you the application right now. By the way, we don't check credit scores or we don't run your credit, none of that nonsense. What we do ask is for four of your last bank statements, which will be May, June, July, and August.
Okay.
You got that, right? Are you in front of a computer? Can we?
I'm not at the moment, but I will. I can be soon.
Okay, let me ask you this. If I can have Chris, which is my underwriter, or Matt, another one, at what time can you tell me so that I can have them call you precisely at that time and I don't have to bother them and tell them, look, Chris is a very serious individual. He means business and he wants you to call him there. Please be on time. Call him at right to precise that time. What time could that be?
Let's see. We're at 2 o'clock, probably about 4:30.
Eastern Standard Time?
Pacific Time.
Oh, Pacific Time. Okay.
Where are you guys at? You guys back east?
New York, yeah.
New York, all right.
Yeah. So you said, I'm sorry, Pacific Standard Time. What time do you want
to? And we can do it. We could do it like tomorrow at like 10 a.m. as well.
No, I mean, I would like to do this in the afternoons because you mentioned it perhaps right now. And they're going to be very precise. They're going to be right on top of it. Just tell me a time for precisely Pacific Standard Time. I'll make it happen for you.
4:30.
4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to try to get Chris to speak with you, okay? I'm going to get that done for you. The only thing that I want is to make sure that I got the email. if you can check your email in a few seconds, just let's see, copy that, and the email is going to go here, paste, Pride3, and okay, name of your company is Pride3 Construction. I got that, copy. And let's see, there it is, paste, and let's see, I got this right now. Just that sometimes when I do this, paste and paste, I always like to make sure that I get the right name as I'm pasting, so I double check everything. Like to do it only once, you know what I mean? You told me that you're just double checking over here. Your revenue is about 75K, correct?
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, it goes up and down. It's 60, 70, 80, right around.
And
there.
You can tell me that the max you will take is about 50K at the right rate, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good. Your number right now that you gave me, it is a 6760. Which town is this? This sounds familiar. I often see that number.
It's in Apple Valley, California.
Apple Valley. Is that the desert?
Yeah, high desert.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Is that way, it sounds familiar. Is that like going towards Vegas?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I have a sister of mine. She lives in this town called Victorville. Is that close by?
Yeah, just right next door.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. So, yeah, I'm not so dumb. I mean, I think I got that going right there.
That's cool.
But let's see. All right. So that's what she tells me. When she goes to Vegas, it takes her like 2 hours. I'm like, really?
Cool. I mean, hauling butt, it's about 2 hours. You're still jamming.
Yeah, she just tell me that sometimes there's a line because there's some sort of a state line where they check if you have any fruits or something like that. Is that true?
Yeah, agricultural checkpoint, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what she was always like. Tell me, look, if you come and we take you, we got to go between this hour and that hour because if we go any other time, we're going to get stopped by the da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, really? I'm like, and she goes, yeah.
Yeah, it's rough, dude, but...
From New York, when you go to Atlantic City, I mean, to gamble, I mean, you don't go to no checkpoints. You just, you know, go by and that's it. Done. You know, over with.
Yeah. You guys you're right next door.
Yeah, exactly. So, listen, let me see. I just submitted it. Let's see. I might have done it twice. Let's see.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it? Okay, awesome.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm going to have Chris or Matt to call you between 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you'll be in front of the computer. The only thing that we're going to need, Chris, is for you to drop the last four statements of your bank. And then afterwards, you're going to see this guy, Mark, Chris, do some magic for you. If it makes sense, please pull the trigger. And listen, this is what I want, to be honest with you. I don't just want to do a quick sale here or anything like that because that's the one, not what I'm about. We're not in sales. We're not about helping business. But what I'm after is, like, if this makes sense to you and you do it, please refer me one guy. That would really mean the world to me.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
All right. All right, brother. Thank you very much, Chris. Many blessings for you and your family. I hope to you'll be surprised. We're going to earn your business. Have that phone and those statements ready for Chris or Matt. I'll have them call you right at 4:30. God bless you, brother. Okay. Take care.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Chris. Bye bye. Ding 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 ding. Okay. So I got this.